Program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Yesterday we pointed out that long periods of unbroken health and prosperity are not always the best for man. Man has a tendency to forget God and become a little too self-sufficient. We gave an illustration, Revelation chapter 3, the church of the Laodiceans. This was a wealthy, affluent church, and although they were rich, Jesus said that they were poor, they were miserable, spiritually speaking, and he said he was ready to spew them out of his mouth. Just in contrast with that, misfortune and suffering makes us humble. It makes us realize that we are the sin-cursed creature and not the Creator. It makes us realize that as the flower of the grass, we soon shall fade away, that nothing in this old world is permanent, not even man. Like James said over there, our life is like a vapor. And we read about a man by the name of Manasseh in 2 Chronicles 33:12. This man was king of Judah, and he was being carried away into Babylonian captivity, and he was suffering much. And we read there in this verse, "And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers." Yes, suffering makes us humble. The 39th Psalm, verses 4 through 6, also bring this great truth out. Let's just notice that. The psalmist prays here, "Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up treasures, and knoweth not who shall gather them." Yes, we see man is very fragile, and we see that his life is short. And like he says, "Let me know my end, the measure of my days, and just how frail I am." And it'll make us humble. It'll make us humble. There's an interesting scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and here we find the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul is praying to God about some kind of physical infirmity, a thorn in the flesh. And right before in this chapter, he talks about a man who about at this time, 14 years ago, he said was taken up into heaven, and the third heaven, and saw unspeakable things. And evidently, Paul is speaking in the third person about himself, lest he draw attention to himself. And thus, in verse 7, let's begin to read, and this is quite interesting. Paul says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations that was given to me, or rather there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, or three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For not when I am weak, then am I strong." Yes, Paul had some kind of physical problem. He calls it a thorn in the flesh, some kind of disability or health problem. And he prayed to the Lord three times for it to be taken away. And the Lord says, "No, not so, Paul." He says, "My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness." Paul was made to be humble because of his health problem, that lest he become vain and glory in all the great spiritual revelations that he had. Yes, suffering makes us be humble before God. Let's learn the lesson of suffering. Let's learn the lesson of humility. Let's do what James said in James 5:13. "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray." And in 1 Peter 5:6, he says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." We can learn humility through suffering. Thank you for listening today.